Some East Coast farmers become water quality heroes today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Once blamed for the degraded water quality in the Chesapeake Bay, Maryland farmers are now helping to make the bay cleaner. Chip Bowling is on the Maryland Grain Producers Association board and also vice chair and treasurer of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. He says there are both state and federal restrictions on nutrient management for Maryland farms.
But we learned that this is something you have to live with. It wasn't that bad. The state actually stepped up and started cost-sharing some of these things to help us change. There was definitely the money in there for that when the mandate came about. So that made things a little easier. You talked about how can companies work with farmers to get them to start working with them. Well, money talks.
In fact, says Bowling, farmers have done such a great job with water quality, they're being asked to offset poorer quality water from other sources.
We are implementing these practices and improving the water quality in the bay. It is now a fact that Maryland farms are helping to improve the water quality in the bay, and that the rural and suburban sprawl that we have in the development is actually harming the bay. So they're now needing farmers to help clean the bay up.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.